from the Department of What Really Happened. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heiser. Recently, Southwest Airlines began service to Boston Logan. Now, we're not new to the Boston area since we serve Providence, Rhode Island, and Manchester, New Hampshire, but we are new to the Logan Airport. A number of Southwest employees were there to help, but there was a lot of planning and work behind the scenes beforehand. With me today is Andrea from our Community Relations Department and Trent and Quinn from our Graphic Design and Creative Services Group. Welcome to Red Belly Radio.
Thanks.
Well, Andrea, you know, in addition to starting service to the Boston Logan Airport, Southwest was busy with another project in town. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
When we open service in a community or we celebrate our anniversary in a community, we make sure part of that celebration is a community service project, a volunteer project. So in Boston, after our employees celebrated the beginning of our service at the station, they all trucked down the road, a few miles down from the station, and went to a school.
And what's the name of the school?
Curtis Gill Elementary School, and engaged in a myriad of volunteer activities.
So what work did you do at the school? What were they doing? Cleaning up? Were they sharpening pencils?
We planted some flowers around the playground. In the interior of the school, we refreshed, repainted, reorganized the teacher's lounge.
In fact, I think the Container Store was there helping out.
Container Store joined forces with us, and not only did we all refresh and repaint the spaces, but Container Store donated some product. We just wanted to make sure that it was a fresh new look for the teachers and the kids to come back to in September, so they really felt excited and encouraged to learn.
Now, there was another aspect of this fixing up and painting up of the school on the playground.
The team was tasked with creating a mural.
Well, as it works out, we have the couple people here that worked on that mural. Quinn, you were asked to design the wall. Quinn, what did you do with this wall that was being painted?
Well, the team came up with the concept, and luckily the wall was already painted blue. So with that, it was pretty obvious to make the wall.
That's handy, you know, blue sky. You know.
Yeah, so that kind of helped us. That kind of helped us come up with concept with, you know, making it sky.
So what are some of the images on this mural?
Well, we have a rainbow and a sun, ginormous sun, some school things like books, apples, chalkboards. We got a kite in there. We even have our Southwest tail, you know.
Oh, how fortuitous.
Yeah, we got some kiddos in there, too, in a flying school bus.
Well, it was sort of a gift from Southwest Airlines. There's nothing wrong with putting our tail on that mural.
Yeah, we got a kid sliding down there. It's fun.
Oh, it's like a slide. I see.
Yeah.
Now, Trent also works in the Graphic Design and Creative Services Group with you, Quinn. And he came up with the... What was it you did? You used math somewhere or another.
Well, basically, Andrea had gone out and measured the wall and had given us reports that it was 12 foot tall by 80 foot wide. Well, as you know, that's a big palette to play with. So basically what I did is I just did some common math and in our computer program just came up with a template that could be shrunk down to a piece of paper.
Yeah, obviously, you're working on a computer screen and printing out on regular size paper. You couldn't print a template to scale and then trace it.
Yeah, so what we ended up doing, that's true. That is very true. We ended up doing is after Quinn's wonderful design, I took it and basically converted it to a blueprint, if you will. Basically nothing, no filled colors or anything like that. It was just white outline of every shape that was going to go on the wall. And I printed it, divided it up into, let's see, on an 80-foot wall, probably four roughly 20-foot sections, and printed those out on individual paper. And then from there, when we got to the site, I had three or four volunteers who helped me basically just draw this on the wall with your regular old chalk, sidewalk chalk.
So you traced it on the wall, and then volunteers, I don't know how many people helped paint it, quite a few from the video. I'll talk about the video in a second. But quite a few people helped fill in the lines, kind of a color by number.
Right, yeah, exactly. It was basically like a blueprint up on the wall with chalk, and they were just given a piece of paper of their section and assigned to a section, and they colored exactly, like you said, color by number.
So did you get MIT to help you with this? Or
I wish. Luckily, I'm not a big fan of math, but I'm actually good at it. So all in all, it worked out.
Well, you know, I don't know, you probably haven't seen it yet since he's still working on it, but Caleb, who works in the Emerging Media Group, he was there, and he made a nice video of the events, and it includes a really cool time lapse of that wall. How long did it take? How long did it take to paint?
Well, to paint, we actually got out there, and it took about 3 hours for five or six of us to translate the drawing, the blueprint, onto the wall. And then it took about, I'd say about 4.5 hours for about 12 to 15 volunteers to fill in the lines and get it all painted.
Well, I think he just recorded the painting part. So it's like 3.5 or 4 hours compressed down into about a minute. It's really kind of cool to watch. You can, of course, you can see that on blogsouthwest.com or just on the YouTube, youtube.com. You could search Southwest Airlines in Boston, probably. That would come up. Now, the video, that video also includes footage from the duck boat. Yeah, well, I guess we ought to explain what the duck boat is. It's a, I think they were used in World War II. It's an amphibious vehicle. It's meant to go through water and on the land, but it's my understanding it doesn't do either one of them very, very quickly.
Oh yeah, I was on it, man. It was crazy. It was cool. It was very slow, but it's perfect for those tours, those Boston tours.
Well, it's great for something like that. And understand, there was like several of our officers were on it. I think they were going to the airport.
Oh yeah, all the bigwigs were on it, including Gary.
Gary was on it. And what happened with the duck boat?
Well, you know, he's wanting to throw in his little Boston tidbits, which is great. We're learning a little bit about
this. Is the tour guide driving it?
Right, the tour guide. And you know, he kept joking. He's like, oh, I've never done this before. This is my first time to drive one of these things, all that stuff. Well, you know, he spoke too soon, because we went right past the turn-in. We're into our Terminal E. So he
misses the turn at the airport to where he was going to drop off everybody on the duck boat to where they needed to be.
Right. Media's waiting for us. We got the Minutemen waiting for us. The rest of us volunteers are waiting for us. So he drives right past. We kind of wave, you know, we give the little signal wave, and he pulls off, and it says exiting Logan Airport, and it spits us out on the highway.
So coming out of Logan Airport, it must go straight into the freeway, and you wound up on the freeway going a whopping, what, 11 miles an hour or something?
You know, he said, well, this could probably get up to about 45 miles an hour. And he said, we'll never get that, you know, get that fast. And
you found a big enough hill with enough tailwind, maybe.
Right. Maybe on a downslope, we might have been going maybe 20 miles an hour.
Well, guys, thank you so much for being on Red Belly Radio, and thank you for all the help getting Boston launched. I'm sure the school and the teachers especially are very appreciative, and those kids have something colorful and playful to look at while they're on their playground. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. The wall painters have indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.